Hello and welcome to another new podcast. This is Dan Hegerich at Do The Cure. And I got a topic that came to me during the week. And that is to be present or to be presence. So that is the question for today's podcast. I mean, some people say to be or not to be. The great Shakespearean quote, right? To be or not to be, that is the question. So in my solitude and reflection this week, to be present or to be presence, that is the question. And let me share with you my self-observations, which maybe will give you a perspective to look at it, and there's a lot of movement to be present in the now. And that's where all your answers will be. And that might be true for some. Yet, what does it mean to be presence? Let's dive in. I have no agenda. I don't have any notes. I just had this title come to me and one question to ask all of you. What does it mean to you to be present? And what might it mean to you to be presence? I'm present right now with what I'm doing. If I wasn't present, I might slip into some sort of fog, or I might drift and go way off topic. But I know that I'm here in my office, my room here. I'm speaking into the microphone and I'm here with you. I don't have any strategies for where this is going. I'm just going with whatever words come and flow through my mouth, off the tip of my lips and into your ears. So I'm present with that. But does that mean I'm presence? Let's explore it. So here's an analogy I want you to consider. When a newborn baby comes out of the mother's womb, everything's perfect. That innocent newborn soul is resting on the mother's chest, listening and feeling the heartbeat of the mother. Would you agree that that new soul is presence? Completely vibrating with the essence of life, the miracle of life. Absolutely in its pure state of innocence. No judgments, no attachments. Coming from that wonderful place that all is perfect and radiating that out. And everybody becomes mesmerized by it. You could also see that in a newborn puppy. How playful, how innocent, how curious, how open both the newborn and the puppy are. Their presence, but certainly that new soul embodied in a human temple doesn't really know it exists at this point. So can we say that it's truly present with the experience? Do you remember traveling through the vaginal canal to be born? Probably not. So you really weren't present with that experience. But yet you were presence, vibrating energetic, innocent, in a pure state, radiating that out into the world. So it's rare to meet someone that is present and presents, someone that is no longer playing chess in their head about what to say next to you as you're in a conversation and the chess game goes on. You're present with this. If you're lucky, in today's world with digital cell phones and smartphones, most people aren't present at all because their mind is split to be somewhere else at the same time, trying to be in your present or be present with you or others or loved ones. So the idea is, how do we practice living our lives so we can not only be present, but continue to manifest as presence? Do you have any idea that might pop into your heart or mind? Some might say that the closer you come to being present, or the depth at which you become present in the moment, you will begin to experience some sense of your own presence. I know for myself that doing certain breath work, conscious breath work, can deepen my sense of present, being present with my breath. And the more present, the more focused, the more concentration and attention that I can put on just breathing, I can start to feel the presence that is behind all of it. Perhaps this is why I embrace facilitating private conscious breath work. Not only do I help that individual to become more present with themselves, and as they breathe and become more embodied into the process, they become more presence. They start radiating and vibrating. As they kind of lose a sense of identity of this thinker, right? This is part of us, the thinker and the doer. Always thinking, always doing, always thinking, always doing. Productivity, productivity, productivity. And you can be present with all of that and create great amounts of productivity and work in the world or for the world. But there's another part of us that is yearning to be experienced and expressed, and that's the presence part. And that is just being and feeling. To be or not to be, that is the question. So to be and to feel is what I have to offer, is presence. And the depth of your being and the depth of your capacity to feel will allow you to be in a state of presence. And because we're maturing as adults, you can also be present with that experience, as opposed to the newborn baby or the puppy, where they don't know that they are present with their experiences. In the love element of our life, if you're not aware, there are seven elements that I like to use as a framework to navigate my human experience. And that those seven elements are earth, water, air, fire, mind, love, and rest. And I'm going to be doing a lot more podcasts on those elements because each one can actually be a lifetime endeavor. Let me share a little bit and touch base with you on that. So the earth element, think about your relationship with the earth. And that relationship directly is involved with the soil of the earth or the microorganisms, and therefore it is relative to our digestive system from mouth to anus. There are a number of components to that that I can share, but I'm not going to go too deep into that to get off track from what I'm trying to share tonight. The water element is your relationship to the oceans, to the rivers, to the streams, to the brooks, to rain, to lava, to all the fluids of the earth. And so that reflects in your body by the circulatory system and all the fluids within your body. Think of it, cerebral spinal fluid. Not many people think about it. What about the moisture in your eyes, the fluids in your eyes? It's totally different than the fluids in your spine and in your brain cavity. What about the lymphatic system? Totally different fluid. What about the blood? Totally different fluid. It's made up of different components. Same with your tears, same with your sexual fluids, etc. What is your relationship to all those fluids and systems to help keep it circulating? Then there's the respiratory system or the air element. What are you breathing? How are you breathing? How's the biochemistry at the cellular level? How's the mechanical or biomechanics of your breathing? And what's the energetics of your breathing? What's your relationship with the earth's sky and air? How about your own internal environment where you live? How about your office where you work? How about your automobile and car? What's the environment inside that? What's the air quality? Then the fire element. Interesting element because it creates life here on planet Earth and it destroys life on planet Earth. It refers to your generative system or the capacity to regenerate circadian rhythm according to temperature and light. The essence of the fire element is light and temperature. Of course, the air element also refers to your skin, the organ of skin. So I backstepped a little bit there. And your skin has receptors for the fire element in temperature and in light. And this refers to your nervous system and your hormonal system because those two components are inseparable. In fact, all the elements are not separable. Everything is connected. So the earth, the water, the fire, digestion, circulation, and fluids, respiratory system, generative system, and the hormonal system, nervous system combined. And perhaps my own thinking is all of that can make up your immune system. So I don't have to deal with your immune system directly if I work with those four elements. Particularly the earth element, since 60 to 80% of your immune system is in your digestive system. first line of defense is your digestive system. So from a bodily health perspective and a mental health perspective, your digestive system is a major circuit breaker in helping you to be more present and helping you to establish and grow and evolve into becoming more presence. But then you move to the mind and you move to love, and that's the part I'm talking about tonight, which is love is presence. The quality of your love will determine if your presence What would that be? What would the quality of love be for you? Will you be able to access and understand and embody universal love? Are you going to drown and maintain and stay in the smaller love, that relative love? It's not that small love is bad. It's good. It's a good thing. But it can also have its dark side because of the state of relativity it presents. So love at that ultimate universal love, obviously I put it in my words, which is self-love as the only absolute love. Universal love is absolute love. And the only way I can understand it is through self-love first. You could say love for your God, but sometimes in the religious sense, that can actually have its own relative dark side. But I have worked out a couple of definitions or working definitions or frameworks for which I can use to help me navigate back to universal love more and more each day, which is to be love is universal love, and that is presence. To be love is an expression of universal love, and that also is to be presence, which means that universal love is the ability to do your best and give to the world without any expectations of anything in return. To do something good for the world without needing any accolades or acknowledgement that you did them. To boast about how generous you've been, that's not universal love. That's the small love. Some might refer to egoic love. Okay. But in either side of those, universal love or the small love, which often plays out as the need to be loved. In addition to loving people, you need to feel love from someone else. It's the give and take or the give and receive. There's a saying in M.A. Qigong that this universal love or this love of presence is like a farmer who sows the seeds without working diligently or without concern about what kind of fruit he's going to harvest from his labor of love. He just tends to the garden and he's open to receiving whatever shows up with great gratitude. So if you're giving love, emanating it out, and you have no agenda for receiving anything in return or expecting any rewards, then you will be deepening and widening your presence. And you can be present with that. So you could also be present with your small love, ordinary love, you know, give and receive. You know, it's still a part of our human experience. But it doesn't end there for me. How about you? Have you ever met or been with someone that was in pure presence outside of a newborn child or a puppy? Have you felt the presence of nature at some point, perhaps watching a sunset alone? That there's something else outside of your own relative existence? So I do. I love this question. I love this reflection on to be present. Or to be presence. And of course, what about being both at the same time? And perhaps a portal to being presence is through the present moment, deepening and widening your ability to have your attention span just on one thing and start to go into being and feeling so that thinking and doing take a rest, take a real sabbatical for a moment. There's also a book by the title, The Presence Process. I believe it's Michael Brown. Here, I'll go get the book and I'll check it out. I think it's from Michael Brown. Might have just heard a bunch of books fall. So were you able to be present while I was away searching for the book? Did the silence scare you? Did it bore you because you weren't present or presence? Do you think the sun constantly radiating its love and presence is bored of doing that? Some things to reflect on, but yes, The Presence Process, A Journey into Present Moment Awareness by Michael Brown. And he does use conscious breathing with intentionality to help people experience a little bit more of what it means to be presence. And I've been fortunate in my life experiences to experience deep sense of presence at times. Yet my personal development or my spiritual development is still not advancing into certain stages of development. And they remain as awesome experiences to remind me of the direction in which I want to head towards. And therefore, it makes my daily habits easier and easier every year, or every day, every month, every year, to hold to them. So those momentary experiences are wonderful to keep as a, to remain as a reminder of the direction I'd like to head. So I encourage you to consider what I'm sharing today, and I don't have to belabor the topic, that of all the things to find out what's really important in life, is remember to look at the sun, be with nature, be present with people. Don't be afraid of the intimate moments that we have with others. This is what we're yearning for, and this is what makes us human. Consider ways that you can deepen and widen your ability to be present with your life experiences and in relationship with life. Especially with the loved ones closest to you. To be love, or the need to be loved? That's a great question. To take back your love from the material world and from this neediness to be acknowledged for your acts of bravery or your acts of generosity. This is egoic love. It's small. It doesn't fulfill the bigger picture of universal love, not in a true heart sense. So, just for today, just for this moment, ask yourself, what can I do to be present? And what can I do to be more presence in relationship to myself in life? That's today's podcast. This is Dan Hegerich. This is Do the Cure. It's not about a destination. It's about the direction you're heading. And you know where you're going by your habits. The daily habits you have a trajectory. Reminding myself here tonight that what I do today lays down the tracks for my tomorrow. In other words, my tomorrow starts today. If you want more information, I'm going to leave the link for the Presence Process book. I'll leave the title there for you. And yeah, if you want to reach out to me with any questions or concerns about your health, wealth, or love in relationships, please reach out to me. I'll leave a link that you can contact me at my email address. I'd be delighted to have a 15 or 20 minute touch base with you. It's what I love to do. And as always, until you and I meet, please keep your body tuned up and your soul tuned in so you can play music as we create heaven on earth. Bye for now.